The following program is brought to you by your friends at Podcast One. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Welcome to Chad's World.
Welcome to Chad's World.
Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh with your favorite Bachelor villain.
Real stories,
real interviews.
In Chad's World, nothing's out of bounds.
Chatty Daddy is officially here on Podcast One.
On this week's episode, Chad talks to Connor O'Brochter from The Bachelorette Season 14 with Becca, and talks with Jay Starrd from Survivor Season 33. So get ready and welcome to Chad's World.
What's going on, Connor? How you doing, man?
Good, man. What's up?
Not a whole lot, man. Just doing the whole podcast thing, chitting and chatting.
Right on.
So give me a quick little rundown of, like, because I'm not going to lie. I think I watched, like, the first, like, two or three episodes of your season and was, like, tweeting about it. But then I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to go live life. What happened with you? And you were Becca's, right?
Yeah, I was Becca's. I was casted for, actually, Rachel's season, but at the time I was 24 and she was 31. So
yeah,
would not work out in a lot of reasons. But they reached back out to me the year after and kind of went through the whole process. I was still single at the time, and obviously you kind of know how the casting goes, but they ended up telling me a couple days before and got on there kind of last minute, so to speak.
So you're already ready to go.
Yeah, I was ready. I mean, I was ready to go. Went through the whole interview process, I guess twice now, but still didn't know what to expect at any point.
Have you ever done anything like that before, like any show or anything, or was that like the first thing you'd done?
To be honest, I got casted for two other shows, but never went on them. One was Are You the One, MTV, and the other was actually Big Brother.
You didn't do them?
Yeah. No, I was a finalist on both of them, but they didn't work out.
Ah, dang.
Yeah.
So went on The Bachelor.
That's it. Hey. Third time's a charm.
It's a good one. It's a big one. You just got to be a little bit more clean than the other ones, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, and that's kind of why I was definitely okay with it.
Right? Yeah, I kind of like being dirty, so that's why I was like, why am I on ABC? I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah,
it's like, you realize I'm going to cuss every other word.
Right. Get you on the MTV, Are You the One, and you'll have a good time, right?
Exactly. I was like, this doesn't make sense. I was like, even like ABC was like, I feel like you might have been on the wrong channel. I was like, yeah, I guess that makes sense. So what happened? Like, when did you, like, how did it work out for you? I like I said, I mean, I kind of screwed up. I don't know. I forget what I was doing, but I missed pretty much that season.
Yeah, no, that's understandable. But it actually was a pretty crazy ride. Again, I was probably one of the youngest guys on the show, but I mean, you kind of understand going through with all the alpha guys and everyone's trying to, impress her or get the last word in or, you know, be that guy all the time. And so it was difficult to be in that, you know, situation with, you know, 20 plus guys. But going through the weeks, you know, I kept getting, getting a rose, and I was still pretty impressed because early on, I don't know what episode you stopped watching, but early on I got into it with the other guy, Lincoln, and, you know, ended up.
Oh, yeah.
Well, getting into like a verbal altercation, ended up throwing his picture and shattering it.
Oh, yeah,
and,
I did see that. Yeah, that was great. That was such a good move. I was like, oh, that's beautiful. Because he was like, look at my picture. And you were like, fuck your picture, bro.
Exactly. He thought he was Mr. Hotshot all the time. And he was cocky about the whole thing. We all saw through his fakeness, bullshit. But
hey, that's what I've always said. It's always the guys that come off on TV that are trying to be such a nice guy. Those are the guys that you got to worry about in the real world.
Exactly. And they're sketchy. And I mean, granted, unfortunately for him, he got in trouble with the law and everything here just recently. But that's a whole nother story.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know, That was actually the first group date of the entire show. So Becca got freaked out. She's like, who the hell is this guy? Like, he's a fucking hothead. And crazy thing is, the following group date, she had a group date with some of her girls from Ari's season. And I guess I found this out later when I was talking to her, but she was talking to the girls there and they were like, yeah, get rid of this guy. He's a fucking hothead. He's insane. You know, this is definitely a red flag. And
she ended up keeping it. All I saw was I saw how nice he was being, and I was like, that guy is full of shit. That guy is the one you got to watch out for.
yeah, fake as fuck. Just a bad vibe. You could tell off the bat.
Exactly, man. You had a little bit different than my season. Like your season was all like man's. Like my season was all just like straight up wussy dudes. Like I had it really weird. Like even the like back end people were like, dude, I don't know what's going on. People are a little bit weird this season. Like it was a bunch of like sissy boys on mine where I was just like, dude, what? Like these guys can't get married. Like they can't meet girls in real life. Why are they here? You know what I mean? Like you gotta learn to get girls in real life before you come onto this thing and like attempt to meet like, you know, supposedly one of the hottest girls in America or whatever. Like it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, most of the guys on my season, they had game, man. They bought it. They're dressed up to the T. You know, they had their swag. And
that's why I had no tweeting.
Thing.
Yeah, I had no tweets available because I was like, oh, okay, these guys bang. These guys fuck. I can't talk shit on them.
Yeah.
But,
that's funny.
But that's crazy. But what happened with like you and Becca? Like, how did that end, or did it just kind of fizzle?
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, like I said, we had good vibes. Like I was, you know, I'm kind of sarcastic about the whole thing. I like to just, you know, fuck around with people and try them. So she kind of picked up on that, and she actually liked it and was laughing all the time
with
me.
That's the best.
Yeah, and then I think after the picture,
it seemed like a dick move.
Yeah, she got weird about the whole situation, and I apologized, you know, made everything nice and easy, but I think it was still in the back of her head. But
right. See, that's the type of stuff in the real world, like being sarcastic. Like, chicks love that in the real world. But once they, pick up, like, especially on there, she's like, I'm going to look bad if, like, I hang out with the guy that did a mean thing, you know?
I know, right?
And you're like, oh, come on, really? Like, I know you're vibing this, you know? Shut the cameras down, and I know you're vibing.
That's what I'm saying. In reality, and the thing is, like, if you're Mr. Nice Guy, like, I don't know, girls don't want that attention all the time, 24/7. It's too easy for them. And I think it's on the contrary. If a girl's coming on to you that easy, you know, it's about that chase a little bit at least.
Yeah, see, so, you get it. If you're on my season, you'd have been like, I mean, like, I understand what he's saying. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't make sense to come in and show up and be giving a girl all of this attention and like. It's a group of 30 good-looking 30-year-old dudes, but yet you walk in. Like, if you love this girl immediately and you're giving her this much attention, what do you give every girl this much attention? Like, you walk into a bar and you see a pretty girl and you just immediately do that too? It doesn't make sense. It's going to run every girl away.
It's not reality. Yeah, and that's a screwed-up thing really about the show is I started realizing I have to still like this girl. It's not that she's the main attraction and I have to go for her.
Exactly.
I still have to like her too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, I said that out loud. That got me in trouble because I was like, I don't know if I like you. You got to make me like you too. Like
that's what I'm saying. Exactly. That's real though. That's real life.
Yeah.
But some of those guys, you know, they just wanted to. I don't want to say win, but they just wanted to, you know, get to be there the longest and have that, you know. I don't know, prize, I guess you could say. But
yeah, exactly. Tell her that you care for her as quickly as possible so that way she looks bad if she sends you home. And it's that's not the way to do it. And if you're really looking for a real relationship, that's not the way to do it. You have to, like, slowly allow it to happen. Best case scenario is for her to not know how much you like her so that then she can figure out whether she likes you without any, like, pressure on her.
Yeah, I 100% agree on that. We had dudes telling her, like, I love you or I'm falling in love with you on week three. And I was like, come on, like, be real with yourself. Be real with the situation.
Dude, with mine, it was like week one. Like,
Jesus. Everyone says that.
Yeah.
The limo, I love you.
They're like, she's the prettiest girl I've ever seen. I'm like, bro, have you guys logged into the internet lately? Like, there's a lot of shit you can see, man. If you like pretty girls, you're good to go. You don't need to marry this one just because she's hot.
Right. Are you scrolling on the Explore page on Instagram or what?
Yeah. Or whatever. You know, there's a lot of sites.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, man. No, I totally get that. And even on week three, I think you've only spent like a maximum of like maybe, I mean, because there's so many guys, there's probably like maybe 4 hours with her.
Yeah, and I mean, going on group dates, I never had a one-on-one, so I was Mr. Group Date. And you know, I love the group dates, obviously, because you could let your competitive side out. But, I mean, again, we had these big dudes, and, you know, these guys are standing in front of me. They're like 6'5", and I'm in the back trying to like peek over one of their shoulders just to see her or get like some type of drop some type of line so she would notice me. It's just like, it was stupid. But
yeah,
overall, it was a good time. It was just, I never was able to dive deep into a relationship with her because we never had that one-on-one opportunity. Yeah. So, you know, I didn't really know if I liked her.
You can't really do that. You know what I mean? I mean, even when you do get like a little conversation with her, it's like she's still thinking about the conversation that she just had. And so, you know, it's like you need that like whole night, you know, so that she can just think about you. And that's why, like, on my season, even I was like, they're like, we're going on a group date. And I was like, I want to go on a group date. Like, that sounds stupid. I'm going to go on a group date with 12 guys. Like, it's dumb.
It is dumb. Yeah, it did suck. And towards the end, too, when I started to, like, you know, get a little bit more, you know, feelings for her, so to speak, it was tough because I was literally the only guy, me and Lincoln, the British guy, we were the only two dudes that didn't have a group date. So I'm like, why are you keeping me here? You know, why are you kind of
holding your back? Yeah, like, yeah. Let me date the girl. Give me like 10 minutes. That's the weird thing too about those like group dates and all that type of stuff is like whenever you hear that she's like kissed someone else or liked somebody else, it's like in the real world, you don't know who the girl is liked. And whenever you find out that she made out with someone else, you judge the girl based on that. So it kind of makes you like, ugh, like you like him? Why am I here? Like, I'm totally different. Like, girl, the fact that you don't know what you want is now confusing me. Because if you don't know what you want and you like seven different type of dudes, then, like, you need to go date outside this show to figure out what it is that you want. Because, like, I know what it is that I like. You know what I mean? And so, like, especially on my season, they're like, that, you know, the chick was into that, like, nerd Evan or whatever. I know nerds mean, but whatever. He's a fucking nerd. So it was like, it doesn't make sense why I'm here. Do you want, like, a nerd or do you want, like, a manly man? You know what I mean?
Yeah, stop wasting time. But that was the thing, too. It's like, you know, when you go in and try to steal her away or whatever, and she's making out with some dude, and you're like, well, what the fuck? Like, am I really supposed to?
And you're like, now I don't know if I want to. Like, you just made out with another dude. It's a little bit weird. I'm not trying to drive a race car that just took 30 laps on the track. Like, it's hot and needs to, like, cool down.
Exactly. You come find me after you wash your mouth out, and maybe I'll think about it.
And that's the problem, too, is that, like, when it comes to that, you have to fight for, like, getting the time with her. But at the same time, but you don't want to fight with getting the time with her because that makes you seem needy, and it ruins the whole, like, process of, like, dating the way you would in the real world. Like, you might get their number and then call them like a week from now. But on that show, it's like you get her number and you text her immediately like, hey, let's get cheesecake. And she's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
But that's what you have to do.
Come meet my family immediately.
Yeah. Let me tell you about how much I love my family. And she's like, why are you telling me this? Like,
but. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, it's true. I try to stay true to the game that I have and true to who I was and what I'm about. But then again, it's like you can't. All that has to go out the window to try to build some type of relationship. So it's like, it's kind of a cat and mouse game, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, no, I totally get that. It's a bit of a weird situation where you want to remain you, but at the same time you have to remain you, but in more of like an aggressive manner.
Yeah.
But not too aggressive, or then you're a dick.
Yeah, exactly. Then you're a dick, or she gets freaked out, and it's like, well, what the hell? I can't win, you know?
So what are you up to nowadays, man? I mean, you consider doing like Bachelor in Paradise or anything like that, or...
Yeah, I was on Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, you did it? How'd it go?
Yeah, I did it, and that's funny. You don't even know because I was there for literally like 2 days, so I kind of got fucked over on that.
That's the worst, man.
Yeah, I didn't know kind of when I was coming in, and apparently it was way too late. And at the time, there was 8 girls, seven of them were paired up, and there was only one girl there.
That's horrible. So it's like you come in like, all right, who am I going to screw over? Like, you literally...
That's what I'm saying. No matter what you do,
you just look like a jerk.
Exactly. And I got screwed because I took Crystal, who was already dating Chris, and obviously now they're engaged, and you know how that goes, but
that's crazy.
We had a great...
They're already engaged at that point?
No. I mean, they're engaged now. But
yeah, yeah. I was actually supposed to... We're doing this podcast right now. I was supposed to have a podcast with Crystal, but she backed out because I messaged her... Because I actually coached her before her show. I was like, look, you know, like, here's what you're going to want to do. You're going to want to cover all the bases. And she's like, well, I'm cool with, like, Becca and all these people now, so I don't need to talk to him about it. I was like, no, you have to clear that up on camera or you're going to look like a dick who's ignoring it. Like, I spent probably, like, 5 hours, like, coaching her. So now everybody likes her. And I'm just like, you're welcome, Crystal. But then she backed out of the podcast because I messaged her. Once she got back from Bachelor in Paradise, I was like, so did you make the world think you're a good person? And I was just screwing around. But she got so pissed and she like backed out. And I'm like, hey, good. Fine. It's just mine now.
big league in you over here.
Yeah, it didn't work out for her. But so how was that? Did you go on a date with her?
Yeah, I went on a date. I mean, I kind of got, I don't want to say pushed into it, but, you know, kind of went on a date with her, whatever. And great date, but then literally once we get back, she goes immediately back to Chris. I'm like, all right, tight. Like, thanks for this cool experience, but see you later.
Damn.
And,
did you guys kiss on the date or anything, or just, like, have a good date, and it was, like, really nice?
Yeah, I mean, it was a great time. We were making out the whole nine.
Oh, shit, really? Yeah, and then she just went straight back to him? Did she tell him?
I think she did. I mean, it was weird because we got back at, like, 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and Chris was the only guy up, and he was waiting there. And so I walk her back. We were going to just hang out.
That's kind of weird. Like, go to sleep, you know, bro.
Yeah, just let me do me. But, you know, he was still waiting up. We were going to grab a drink, and I was just like, all right, whatever. Go talk to him. I'm out of here.
I think I did see that. I feel like I did.
Yeah, and that was the first day I came in.
Because he was sitting by the pool, wasn't he? Wasn't he just, like, with his legs in the pool, like, kicking the water?
Yeah. he was putting his finger in the water, drawing some weird figure eights or something.
See, that to me is like weird. Like, dude, like in the real world, you wouldn't know if she's on a date. So you have to pretend like you don't know she's on a date. And what would you do in regular life? Well, you're not going to sit around the pool by yourself drawing figure eights. You're just going to go to bed. Like,
or even then, I mean, have the confidence enough to know where you stand in the relationship, and then if that's that, then, you know, move on.
Like, give her the time. Give her the time to date you, because if one dude is going to walk into Bachelor in Paradise and steal her, then, like, imagine the army of dudes on the outside world and in the DMs that's going to take her away.
Oh, yeah. Exactly. But, yeah, after that, I mean, she went immediately right back to him. I was like, all right, cool, you know, sick, whatever. So I went to talk to Chelsea. She was the only one single in there. You know, I had no real relationship with her other than just randomly talking to her here and there. And at that point, she was invested kind of more in somebody else to allow him to explore other relationships in the future. So I got him engaged. Like, what the hell, you know? I'm out here. I'm popping my shirt off. I'm looking good on the beach, and I'm gone.
Probably been, like, working out, training hard. Get there, and then it's just like no options. And you're like, somebody go on a date with me. I got this fucking ripped body.
I was looking at just locals around there. Just give me something to go on a date with. You know,
right? Yeah. That's crazy. That's just kind of the way it works out, though. And it's crazy too because half the time, half those girls that are in the relationships, once you get there, and if you are coming in late, I feel bad for those guys, and I feel bad for you because of the fact that like half of them are so worried about being liked and so worried about like coming off good that they like. They might like you, but they're like, oh, my God, like, I really want to hang out with Connor. But I would look like a bad person if I did that.
Exactly. And that's the unfortunate thing. Like, they would look like, you know, maybe a slut or whatever the hell. But in reality, all you really know this guy for is a couple days. And even then, what does that mean? You know?
But they're like, it's going to look like I just ditched him. It's like, well, yeah, that happens in the real world. Do what you do in the real world. You vibe with this other dude that comes in, date him.
I know. Go with what you feel, but you're exactly right. They rather have that goody look than people judging them on the other side instead of going with what they feel. But
exactly,
you know, it is what it is. Hopefully I go back next year if I'm invited and I'm still single, but we'll see.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like next year is gonna be, it'll be a good year. I feel like next year will be like all new people, and you know, it's gonna be all new girls from Colton season, so that'll be exciting.
Yeah, I saw some of the girls from Colton season and
how are they
definitely smoking hot. So.
I feel like they're getting hotter as the years go on.
Well, yeah, and they're, I mean,
because they're having to. At this point, we have so many like DMs. You know what I mean? That it's like they realize that like, okay, these guys know they're going to go on the show, and then when they get off the show, they're going to have 100,000 hot chicks from all across the country slide in. So we have to make this like worth their while. And like,
yeah,
we have to have hot girls on the show to actually date, or they're just going to bullshit and break up off the show.
Yeah, and I think with his season, I saw that most of the girls are in that younger range opposed to like that 28 to 32 range.
Which makes it a little bit hard. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Especially like when you're 24 and you're dating a 28-year-old and you're like, I kind of prefer lower mileage.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, exactly. Yeah. But it should be interesting to see how that whole season pans out.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be watching. You'll be sliding in the preseason.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Nice. Well, all right, man. Hey, I want to have you on again. I definitely we should have you on like talk about like this upcoming season and how stuff's going. You seem like straight up, you know what I mean? Like I like that you're like no BS. So
yeah, no BS, man. I'll shoot you straight. That's about it.
Perfect, dude. I love it. I love it, and the fact that you like you date the way you do in the real world, which is perfect.
100%, and that's why I might not be the best TV, but it's real as fuck. So that's all that matters.
Hey, it's real. It's just unfortunate, you know. Sometimes the fakeness comes out more than the realness. It's just the way she goes.
That's true, man.
Well, all right, man. Thanks for coming in or calling in, anyways. But yeah, let's talk soon, bud.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right, you too. All right, guys, so we touched a little bit on The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise with Connor, and now I just kind of want to touch on a little bit of other shows. You know, I've got my friend Jay from Survivor, and I'm super curious to know what that's like, because that's obviously a totally different scenario. You know, I'm used to dating on TV, not surviving on TV. So, all right, everybody, right now you are listening to Chad's World. Right now I got my boy Jay on here from Survivor. So, Jay, let's hear, what's your Instagram? Where can everybody find you at?
It's JQ Skim, J the letter.
Does that mean just squim?
J squim? Jquim? Just squim? I
don't know. And if you guys are looking for me, I am at Real Chad Johnson or at Chad MTV if I can get them to change it. But anyway, so yeah, how many shows have you done?
I've done just Survivor, and then I was hoping to do it again, but you know.
Really? Did they not like call you or something? Did you not kill enough turtles?
I didn't kill enough turtles.
What do you even do on that? I've never watched the show.
Really? So what it is it's just two tribes compete, and then eventually you end up battling each other to go to Emerge, and then you are doing individual challenges. And then within the individual challenge, you either win immunity to stay
but like
on the show.
They can kick you off, right?
Yeah, everyone votes each other off.
But you're not like hanging out with everybody, right? Like
You kind of are. It's like Lord of the Flies.
Okay, so you're like kind of hang, like, so you'll be like, hey, I need some fruit. Will you go grab some fruit?
Well,
like,
I would like some fruits, please, sir. No, I mean, we go fish and stuff, so I would fish for everyone and do that. That'd be like our food. So when we run out of rice.
So you're a fisherman?
I'm a fisherman, yes. I like to pescal.
Did you use like a pole or did you just stab
No,
a
I
fish?
Had a spearfish.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we had
Is it hard? Never done that.
No?
No, never done
that. Oh, I should take you. It's fun.
I don't think I've ever barely even like fished.
Really?
Yeah.
We should go deep sea
fishing. I haven't
done
a whole lot. I'm like,
I took the dude that won my season, Adam. I took him deep sea fishing. He threw up 3 times. Meanwhile, we're just getting drunk.
Because he's seasick or because he hates fish?
No,
because
he's seasick.
He's like, these fish are gross,
bro. I hate these fish. They're going to throw up right now.
Yeah.
Chad, this is your first show ever.
First show ever, dude. Yeah, I don't quite know what I'm doing. We just talk and shit.
That's perfect.
That's what we do.
This is what we did all day.
Did you get to date anybody on Survivor? Did you get your diddle stick played with?
My fuck stick. No. I mean, there's two hot girls, but in that game, it's more about strategy and just like...
Were they wearing like loincloths?
Yes, we were all dressed as Tarzan and Jane.
Oh, wait, you guys had like regular clothes?
Right, yeah.
That's no fun, man. I don't have like a leaf over their titties.
Them big old titties. You got to put... I mean, we had clothes, so I just had my board shorts the whole time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you get shoes?
Yeah, we had shoes. We had like regular, like as if the way that you're dressed right now put you on an island and then just like live in that for a month.
Ew, that smells gross.
Yeah, and then there's like no showers and it's just sunscreen.
Well, you can like shower in the ocean.
Yeah.
Nah, that's not bad.
You can exfoliate with the sand.
What was like the coolest thing that you did? Or like funniest thing or like the most like, oh, that was cool.
Oh, so there was one challenge and I beat everyone. Like, they couldn't, there was a maze and I had to like find the way to get the stick out of the maze and then unlock this door and then go to this slide puzzle. I crushed this challenge so bad, no one even left the door, like couldn't even get out of the maze portion of it. I just did both and everyone was still stuck behind these trap doors and I was like,
wait, so you, like you locked them in?
Well, we're all locked in to begin with.
But
well,
you got in and then got out?
Yeah, I got in.
It's so hard for me to envision this. I don't know what's going on.
it's crazy because you're outside. You're just outside the whole time.
Oh, man.
But then the coolest thing had to be I was fishing one day and then this shark came by me and I had all these fish on my...
I got a question.
What?
Did you jerk off in the wild?
It's like Castaway. They never showed up for anyone out.
I wonder, did Tom Hanks jerk off on Castaway?
Right? They didn't show it.
They didn't show
anything. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
He had to rub one out, like, fucking on Wilson.
Well, all of the ball was white.
That's true.
But Wilson's face was blood.
That's
had it been white,
that's
going
to be super turnoff.
This is terrible. This is the best podcast I've ever been a part of in my life. Oh, Chad. Yeah. Chatty daddy. So what's in the future for you, Chad? Who else are you going to interview?
Do you want me
to bring some more survivors in here, and then you can ask them jerk off questions?
Yeah, jerk off. I didn't. That was just like popped into my head. That's I was like, actually kind of curious. Like, are you still thinking about titties and stuff, or is it just like straight up like I want foods?
No, I want foods.
Because I know when I was in the Marine Corps, literally we were like laying on there out in the like it was literally raining on our faces, and we're laying there in our little like whatever. What's it called? Like sleeping bags? They don't call them that. I don't know. Whatever. But we're laying there, and basically everybody's like, dude, what would you rather have, like, sex with the hottest girl in the world or, like, cookies? And we're all like, cookies, dude. Cookies and pizza. Yeah.
Every time, dude.
I remember I was like, I had this obsession with Cookie Crisp. And I was like, I want Cookie Crisp. I haven't eaten it since I was 8, but for some reason it kept popping in my mind.
When I was out on the island, I wanted have you ever had poutine?
Yeah.
I wanted poutine so bad, bro. First thing I ate, fries
with the cheese and...
Yeah, it's like...
It's basically cheese fries, isn't it?
It's like disco fries, yeah. From New York. It's like gravy, cheese...
Oh, gravy. Gravy's the difference.
Yeah, it's like...
I've had shitty poutine. That's the only thing.
I had poutine here in L.A.
Yeah, you gotta have, like, good poutine.
Yeah, you gotta go to...
Poutine.
That
sounds so gross. That
sounds disgusting.
Damn.
Poutine.
So did people off Survivor date people off Survivor? Like when
one of my boys, Taylor, he ended up dating this chick, and then
did he date her on the show?
They had a showmance
doing hand stuff.
Probably, I mean they were sleeping in the shelter that I built.
It's not really about that though. It's about surviving,
and they're that show. There.
So they're not going to be like, hey, by the way, you know, Taylor ate a fucking turtle, but he also gave someone a handy J or whatever.
Can he? We can't eat turtles, Chad.
Whatever. Are you sure? I mean, I know we don't, but could we?
I'm sure we could.
I don't know the turtle philosophy.
I wonder if it tastes good.
That's true.
I mean, I would... Shit.
Turtles seem chill, though. They live a very long time, and they're just going to hang out. Except for snapping turtles. Those little guys are dicks.
They want to snap your little dick off.
Yeah, that'd be terrible.
Anyways, so how many shows are you going to do?
Like in history?
This is one. Are you just going to do this like...
I don't know, man.
Endless amounts?
I mean, I guess.
I can't wait till we fill up this room with like some crazy people. Next time, I'm going to bring a bottle of tequila for us.
Oh, that'd be tasty.
And then I'll have...
Just want to have like the whiskey hour or something. There's like a whiskey bottle. And then
it's
we just
Chad's... Sip. Welcome to Chad's Whiskey Hour.
Welcome to Chad's world. In my world, you will sip.
We will have the bubbly right now, please. Roger. What's that? What does that mean? Rage?
I don't know. Oh. We'll see, I guess.
We'll find out. What about The Bachelorette?
Oh,
I've never watched
shit.
That in my life.
Okay.
But I know women are obsessed with you because you're ridiculously good looking.
No, it's the attitude. It's the bad boy thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's the uncontrollable bad boy. Fix me.
Yeah, I heard
you. Can you fix me?
I heard you were a bad boy.
Dude, I was like, it was the first show I'd ever done, and I didn't really know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, we're all going for one girl. I was like, okay, well, if we're all at a club and we're all going for one girl, I ain't going to be like, what's your name, bro? Let's be friends.
Yeah, you're not going to bro down.
And so they kept being like, hey, man, like, what do you do? And I'm like, mind your fucking business.
Like, I was in the Marine Corps.
I'm trying to bang this chick. You can't bang her, too. Yeah. And so they all came off, like, literally it was, like, second day. Like, imagine if, like, the first day you went on Survivor, everyone was like, I'm going to die! Uh-huh. I'm afraid! Like, that's the way it was, because literally second day in, they were like, I think I'm falling in love with her. I mean, she's the most beautiful girl ever. And I was like, dude, have you not seen the internet? Like, there's a bunch of fucked up videos on there that, like, you know, there's a lot of chicks prettier than this girl. Like, maybe we have to get to know her a little bit first before you fall in love with her.
Dudes would just fall in love in a minute.
Second day, even I would talk to like the back end people, you know what I mean? And I'm like, dude, like, what's going on? Like, this doesn't make sense. And they were like, it's a little bit weird this year, my man. Like,
I would totally go on The Bachelor. That'd be so interesting. I would fuck with everyone.
Yeah, just
like, you know what she told me?
Just imagine imagine if we're both single and we're both going for the same girl, and someone's like, so how are you feeling about her and how'd your date go? You'd be like, fuck off. Like, what? What do you want to know for? Like, what? So you can adjust your, like, plan accordingly? It's like, why do you want to know this stuff? And they would sit down and they'd be like, so how are you feeling about Joelle? And I'm like, why do you want to know? This makes no sense.
They want to steal your game, Chad.
Right. I was like, I don't know whether you actually care or whether you're just doing this to talk to me or, like, either way. I'm like, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, you're in love with the girl from second day. And I'm like, yeah, she's a hot chick, whatever. Like, she's another hot chick. Like, we're all 30-year-old good-looking dudes. Like, it doesn't make sense that we, like, meet one girl. Like, how did you not fall in love 1,000 times before this show if you fell in love, like, second day with this girl?
In 2 hours, and you feel... Do you even get to talk to her?
A little. Like, the first day, you're literally, like, it's just like, hi, what's important to you?
It's so crazy the differences that we can – like your show is all emotional. Mine is all strategy.
Yeah.
So if I was to plug into your show, I would literally tell all the dudes like, yo, you know what she told me yesterday? She told me that she really cares about you and she really freaking like
– just mess with
the
them?
Way that you make her laugh. Yeah, I would mess with them all day.
It'd be hilarious. They would so fall for it. They'd be like, wow.
Well, she said that? What else?
I'm feeling emotions right now and, you know, I care so much is my problem.
I've never done an emotional show.
It's crazy, dude. Like, but the thing was, I did it backwards because, like, my whole dating philosophy is, like, I don't give a shit about, like, anything until I figure out whether I can just, like, hang out with you and, like, generally vibe with you while doing nothing. So, like, they would be like, what are you going to talk to her about? And I'd be like, I don't know. And so I'd show up. Everybody else would be like, hey, girl, I just want you to know I care for my family. We have a very big family, and I care for children. And I'd walk up, and I'd be like, sup? Yeah, yeah. I'd be like, so sup?
Yep.
How's your day? And she's like, it's pretty good. And I'm like, you know, what type of shit you like to do? Like, you know what I mean? And it was like totally improper for like the whole thing. It was like I'm supposed to walk up and be like, I represent charities and I care about children and babies and I
save
love you.
The turtles.
My parents are in love and I love love. Can I love you?
I don't have any dad issues, I promise.
Yeah. And it was just like way too in depth, way too like quick for me. You know, I was just like, man, let's just like, can we just like hang out and make fun of all the other dudes in the house? Like, that's all I want to do. You know what I mean? It was just.
Did you get far?
I made it halfway through the season.
I have to watch now. Why don't they make you the Bachelor?
I always thought they were going to, like, throw in the towel and just be like, throw a Hail Mary and be like, fuck it. We're making him the Bachelor. Bad boy Bachelor.
Chad, you're now the Bachelor. You're the bad boy.
Right? Because it's all, like, these white knight dudes. You know what I mean? That shit doesn't work anymore.
No.
Like, when you, like, show up to, a hot chick and you're like, you're beautiful. She's like, bitch, I know. Like,
truth.
Doesn't work. You know what I mean?
But then, I don't know. You got to kind of, like, be sincere about it. Everyone just says it now.
Yeah, exactly. But
it's like,
to me,
Chad, you're beautiful.
I just thought that, like, I mean, I guess, like, the viewership for that show is, like, old ladies, and so they still think that, like, chivalry is what works, but it's like, that doesn't work nowadays because we have the internet,
so
we have all this stuff.
Do you open doors for women?
Do I open doors? I will open a car door. Yeah, for sure. I still do that stuff, but you gotta, like, slap their ass as they walk in. You know what I mean? Like, I can be chivalrous. Yeah, you can have fun. Let them know that, like, you're classy.
But you're
also
still a daddy.
You can get greasy.
You're chatty.
Yeah.
Daddy.
I may be chatty, but I'm also a daddy. But yeah, no, dude. Like, I mean, I don't know. The Bachelor was just, like, such a weird thing for me. Like,
The Bachelor sounds weird.
It was really weird.
I will vote and protest for you to be The Bachelor. I would love to see that. You that with 20 women, that would be ridiculous.
That'd be crazy. I just, like, my whole thing, I want to, like, tell, like, one chick gets out of the limo, and she's like, hey. And I'm like, get back in the limo. Just go.
I don't like your face. You re-enter that limousine and leave.
Right? But I feel like some girl, like, one girl would come in and be like, you're the dick. And I'd be like, well, now I don't, no, now leave. You can
you're
go.
Supposed to be here to fix me, and you're making me out to be an evil person. No.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know, man. That show's really weird. I didn't. I think on that show, to go on that show, you have to have watched that show.
You know what would be cool is if they can merge The Bachelor with Survivor.
Ooh.
Like, everyone has to go survive, but you still have to find the love of the
What if it was, like, Wiener Survivor? Like, how long can you go without hooking up with the Bachelorettes?
See how long you last on this island with 50 beautiful women.
Yeah. And the whole goal.
The moment you jerk off, you lose.
They, like, tape your dick down.
That'd the moment that you untape your dick, you lose.
Oh, yeah.
But if you can go the whole month,
yeah, that's
you
true.
Get the million.
Mm. Is it just one dude and 50 girls?
It's just you, Chad.
With just me with 50 chicks.
50 women.
And the minute I untape my dick.
It'll be clones.
Oh, but if I make it to the end, I get $1 million.
Yeah. And.
That's a tough choice.
And your date.
I feel like $1 million is pretty easy to withhold for, though. But
all right.
Maybe it was like a quarter mil. You know what I mean? Like, is this chick's poontalking worth $250?
Oh, you know what can make it more spicy is if it's 2 months.
So 2 months?
2 months.
Okay.
50 of the hottest girls you've ever seen in your life.
Ooh, and they're covered with only, like, leaves.
And coconut oil.
Leaves and coconut oil are shiny the whole time?
Yeah.
So they're just greased
they're
up, ready to go?
Waiting for
you. Oh, man. That's a tough scenario.
It's like a Victoria's Secret runway on an island.
Oh, my God.
What would you
and
do?
And you're the only dude, and so they're just like...
And if you surpass the 2 months, you get $100,000.
So what were you doing before Survivor?
Yeah, I was bartending. I was living in Fort Lauderdale, and then I was just, like, hanging out and living. I was taking care of my mom, and then...
What was your mom's situation? I'm sorry.
My mom has... She had... Well, she still has... Well...
So what she had and she has.
She has, yeah. So she has 10 brain aneurysms.
Oh, shit.
So, like, she always has to get them, like, fixed and stints and all kinds of stuff. Man. So every year I was in the hospital. And then finally, when the doctor like cleared her, she got divorced from my stepfather. And then now she lives in my house. And then it's sick because then the world kind of just like fixed itself for me and gave me an opportunity to move forward to go on Survivor. And I was like, sick, this is the moment, let's go. So I went to Survivor and was sick. And then I almost won.
How is she while you're filming? Is she good?
She was good, but we don't get phones. Like, you can never.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, that's kind of scary part.
Did you get phones on The Bachelor?
No, they totally took them away.
You take everything out.
Yeah. That's I had a phone on Famously Single. That was the only show I had a phone on.
Where was that?
When or where? Well, that was downtown LA, and it was during a...
What do you do for that? I've never even heard
that. Was just like, hey, we're famous people, and we're
single.
How many
shows have you done? Like 700?
1, 2, 3. Well, if you count the ones in 06, you know, I did like MTV Next and Exposed.
Oh, but you did do Next.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Did you get Nexted?
Yeah.
Or were you the Nexter?
It didn't make sense, though, okay?
Why did you next it?
So the first two dudes she nexted, and then I was the third, and she was like, let's go on a water slide day. And I was like, okay, let's do that. And then they were immediately like, cut, lunchtime. And so, I don't know, can we talk about this?
I don't know.
I mean, that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, whatever, sure. I'm talking about Survivor. It's been 3 years.
But
so
anyway, so they immediately, like, we cut to lunch, and she sat right next to me at a table facing away from me, and she flirted with, like, the camera dude the whole time. And I was like, what the fuck? This don't make any sense.
So then you treated her badly?
We probably shouldn't talk about that. I don't know.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Then cut.
All right. We talk about
whatever we were just talking about.
Okay.
Cut that out.
All right. I got an idea. Okay. So I did MTV's Next or whatever, but it didn't make any sense because what happened was basically like two dudes went off the bus, and they immediately got like nexted, you know, and they were like, "Oh man, that sucks." And they went on back on the bus, which is like, "Why are you even still here, bro? Like, go home."
Yeah.
You know, you're back on the bus now, like,
leave
to watch me date. So they came back on the bus, and I was the third, and I went out, and she was like, let's go on this water slide date. And I was like, cool, whatever. So we went on the water slide date, and it was like the only time we had to talk was like when walking up these massive stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to the top or whatever, and we're both sitting side by side on one of those really tall ones that, like, you know, you race down.
Yeah.
And they pushed her first, and I was like, what are you fucking doing? Like, push me too. Because they were, like, holding me. Then they pushed me, and she got up, and she was like, you lost on the water slide date, so next.
No way.
And I was like, you couldn't handle this.
You
and
can't.
I kicked water in her face.
No, you didn't. Did you? Are you like, a bad boy on every show?
It was, like, 15 feet away. It's not like it was towards her, but it didn't get her wet, so she was safe from the water. But it was more about the, you know.
Did you mess
it's
up?
The thought that counts.
Did you mess up her highlight?
No, she was good. I don't think that water reached her. We were at a very far distance away, but I just wanted to know. I'm upset with you.
I'm very upset with you, lady. I'm going to splash water right on your makeup face.
Yeah.
Hmm,
and I was like, doesn't even matter. She couldn't handle the Chad.
How's
and I
that?
Did this whole...
I need to watch Next. I need to look you up on Next. I need to watch The Bachelorette. And then I need to watch Famously Single.
Yeah. So Next, Exposed, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise.
Bachelor in
Famously
Paradise.
Famously Single, Celebrity Big Brother.
So you've done so many like love...
But yeah,
emotion things,
right? It's like every time they're just like, who will Chad fall in love with? And I'm like,
send Chad to Survivor, let him strategize for a little bit.
So how's the gram doing?
The gram is filled with funny, ridiculous things. And then like,
no, I don't mean the gram, I mean the gram, the DMs.
Oh, you're talking about my DMs?
I'm talking about your DM right now.
Trying to slide into my DMs right now. Is that what we're doing, Chad and Daddy?
Did you get a lot of people that like showed up?
Hell.
Did you get weird stuff? Did you get the chicks to send you soapy butts?
Hell yeah, Chad. I got so much. Did you have Snapchat?
Yeah.
My Snapchat was insane.
Oh, I closed it. Mine's private.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I don't even know if I would have. I mean, I was getting like, dude, I would get weird stuff. So like on Snapchat, somebody would send me like, I remember like some girl or kid or something kept sending me a picture of their grandma sitting on a recliner, but it would say things like, hey, what are you doing, Chad? And it was just like, it's like they were just taking a picture of anything right in front of them. Hey, what are you doing, Chad? And then I would open it. And then I would forget, you know, like who sent it. And I go back again. And it would be like, Chad, I know you saw this. And it's like just kept sending me pictures of their grandma with writing in front of it.
That always happened to me, too.
Or I get Starbucks cups.
Did you ever get dick pics?
I think I got one. That was Instagram. One time a dude was like, what's up, bro? Like, he asked me something about my fitness plans. And I was like, yeah, just like follow the plan. You're going to be good. You know, do this, this, this.
Mm-hmm.
And then bam, dick pic. I was like, wow, okay.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
like, appreciate that
one. I really regret helping you.
My Snapchat was... like a bunch of girls after Survivor, bunch.
Really?
Australia was crazy. It was like all Australians. They were just sending me crazy.
Was it aired in Australia or was it just America?
No, it's aired in like a bunch of countries.
Oh, shit. Didn't know that. Oh, yeah, because I guess it's mostly not even like speaking. It's mostly just like, can he eat this turtle?
No, it is speaking. Chat, it's strategizing. You just don't eat turtles all day. Yeah. But
well, maybe you should. Turtle Viver.
Turtle Viver. The whoever, like, the turtle protection is going to call turtle you, protection. They're going to be very upset.
That's a good point. Yeah,
it's like the vegan police, but the turtle police.
There will be now.
Have you ever seen, what's that movie? They had vegan police and they, like, bust through the door. Whatever. I'll try to remember.
I'll have to Googs it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to Google all of your shows, Chaddy Daddy.
Oh man,
What's your podcast called?
Chad's World.
Ooh, Chad's World. Welcome to Chad's World.
Welcome to my world. I don't know if I just need to say like "Welcome to Chad's World" or like "Welcome to my world."
So, what's your catchphrase?
You're in my world now.
What's your catchphrase? Like, boom, titties.
No, I don't know.
Ooh, titties. I like that one.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that they're not really a catchphrase.
I wish they could.
I think "Welcome to my world."
I wish they could see your dancing skills. Your moonwalk.
I have
dancing.
sweet dancing
Chad,
skills.
Chad, if no one knows this, okay, invite Chad out. Actually, Chad, what are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm supposed to go to a thing in Newport Beach with a bunch of like investor entrepreneur people.
Until what time?
That's till 8.
Oh, perfect. Because I'm gonna go work out and climb.
Nice.
And then
you work out and then climb? I feel like you should climb and then work out. Because how are you gonna climb? Your hands are gonna be dead.
No.
No.
If you want to learn about my fitness program.
Oh, okay. Damn, you got some crazy forearm strength or something then.
Yeah. Anyways. I'm going out tonight if you want to join.
Where are you
rajing
at?
Rajay.
Are you raging or rajing? Fuck, I got a meeting at 10 a.m. on the phone. I can come out. I can be chill.
Well, you know my friend Murray?
I do know your friend Murray.
Yeah, so Murray invited me to go to the Abbey.
Murray didn't invite me. He's also my friend.
He is?
I'm upset.
You shouldn't be.
I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
That is the worst word to hear ever. I hate that word. It's like, I'm not mad at you. I'm just disappointed with your actions.
Right?
It's like,
because then it makes them just like, then they can't be mad back. They're just like, yeah, you're right.
And don't you feel like they're superior to you once they say, like, I'm disappointed.
Yeah, right? It's the fucking, it's the greatest line ever.
Why do you hurt my soul like this?
Absolutely.
So what else, Chad? What else is new?
What else is new?
I haven't seen you in a while.
Oh, man. Got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah?
Doing the podcast.
Doing the podcast.
Male enhancement line.
Ooh.
Fitness plans.
Ooh.
Male cosmetics line.
Ooh.
T-shirt line.
Male cosmetics?
Yeah.
What's that about?
It's like, I got this thing that's like Botox, and it just like, it forms this like layer over your face, and it like, it actually like tightens it. It's crazy.
It's cream?
Yeah.
What's it called? Cream for
line
face.
Out. It's called line out.
Line out?
Yeah. I wanted to do wrinkle delete, but for some reason they didn't want to do that.
Wrinkle delete?
Wrinkle delete, because I thought it was like so simple. Like, why?
I mean,
it deletes your wrinkles.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Right. But line out's kind of the same.
Line out?
Yeah.
White out.
And it's just like easier to write on the bottle. But anyway, man, I just want to say thank you for coming in.
Dude.
This has been super tight. We're going to have to do this again very soon.
Yes.
Somewhere around halfway through November.
Yes. I'm totally, totally, totally down. And thank you for letting me be your first guest ever.
Absolutely. All right, man. Thanks for coming in. And you have now been evicted from Chad's World.
God damn it. I hate losing.
All right, guys. So we talked to Connor a little bit about The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise. We talked to Jay about Survivor. Obviously, apparently you can't eat turtles, as he says. I don't know. I don't know too much science in regards to turtle eating, but not the point. Anyway, it was an awesome time. I hope you guys learned a little bit about each of those shows and the drama that goes on behind the scenes. So make sure to subscribe to Chad's World here at Podcast One. Subscribe at Apple Podcasts, listen at podcastone.com, or download the Podcast One app. Also, be sure to follow me at Real Chad Johnson and Podcast One at Podcast One, and check out my next episode coming out next week.
Thanks for listening to Chad's World on Podcast One. Listen and download at podcastone.com and the Podcast One app. And subscribe at Apple Podcasts. New episodes of Chad's World every Thursday here on Podcast One.
ADT can design and install a smart home just for you, backed by 24/7 protection. A new smart home at your service, customized for your lifestyle. Set up custom automations unique to your home to automatically do the things like lock the doors or set the thermostat when you leave. Even close your garage door from virtually anywhere. ADT will set up your home with multiple smart home devices and security features like indoor and outdoor cameras, locks, lights, and garage door control, even video doorbells. Visit ADT.com/podcasts to learn more about how ADT can design and install a secure smart home just for you.